Michael, thanks for joining me.
It's good to be here.
And so first, tell me where all your reporters have been on the ground covering the immigration debate for this presidential election so far.
Well, we set out to look at the presidential race through the lens of the immigration issue. Here in Arizona and in the West in general, I think it's kind of one of those issues that can affect so many parts of life. So we went to key early states. Those include Iowa and then New Hampshire and South Carolina, which will begin voting this weekend, Nevada and Florida. And ultimately, we hope to kind of see where is this headed for the future of the country and American immigration.
How critical is this one specific issue for the presidential election?
What it has the potential to do is because for a lot of Latino voters and other minority groups, it is a personal issue, that it has the potential to be a motivating factor for them to get out to the polls. But what you saw in 2014 was a lot of Democratic voters stayed home. No, they no longer had President Obama to vote for, and there was just kind of this lethargy. But if they do feel imperiled by, say, a candidate Trump who's saying, I'm going to deport 11 million people over the first year and a half of my presidency, it could be a tremendous motivating factor. As far as for the issue itself, I mean, whoever takes office can either take this issue up and try to bring people together to work toward a solution, or completely table it and just have the continuing problems that we have now last for another 4 years.
How big of an obstacle could this issue be for the Republican candidates specifically?
For the GOP, kind of goes back to 2012. After Romney loses, the party kind of goes through this autopsy, introspection, looking at, you know, why did we lose this race that we thought we should have won? And one of the big takeaways for them was they had to move past the immigration issue. Because if you take that out of the conversation, Republicans have a lot to offer to Latino voters, a lot of the more conservative social values, a lot of the pro-business. Many Latinos are small business owners. And you know, you have that immigrant hustle that they bring to the country about wanting to get a leg up. And many times the GOP message can resonate there. But it continues to remain kind of this big issue for the party to get past, because once they move to the general, how are they going to win? I mean, it's no longer the primary where saying things like Donald Trump has said about, you know, calling Mexicans criminals and rapists and so forth, that's not going to play well in a general election. That's going to hurt you with a big block of voters.
And you've had reporters examining the issue in Nevada. What have they found here that sets us apart from the other primary and caucus states?
We were actually quite excited to get to work in Nevada just because it's so much more diverse. It looks so much more like the rest of America than, say, Iowa or New Hampshire, where it's almost 90% white. In Nevada, you have a large Latino population. You have lots of Asian immigrants. And so this can become a more visceral issue for voters there. And that's what we found, is that where you can see people kind of using the issue to, like a Trump, he's gotten a lot of run out of saying, I'm going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. Well, saying that in Nevada has a different kind of resonance, because you have a lot of Latino voters who maybe have relatives who are undocumented or who are living that issue in a different way than the voters he's been targeting kind of in the GOP base.
Michael, your team just published an article yesterday, and your team mentioned specifically that unlike other caucus and primary states, that Latinos are already a political force in Nevada. Can you break down what you meant by that?
Well, I think if you can look back even as far as like 2008, where the Culinary Union, which is heavily Hispanic down in Las Vegas, staffs, you know, many of the strip resorts, where they threw their support behind then-Senator Barack Obama, and I think you can look at that as kind of a key early victory for him in getting such a big organization to back his candidacy. You saw the Latino vote be influential in Harry Reid winning re-election in 2010, when it looked going into that, as then-Senate Majority Leader, he was taking a lot of heat for being more liberal, kind of out of step with a lot of Nevada voters. So I think you see that. It seems like we've always talked about this is the electoral force to come, but it's already there in Nevada.
Michael Squires, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.